Well, we come to a special time in our little online service, and we call it Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And this particular weekend especially is very meaningful for both Christians and Jewish people. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit about that and how important it is. We are a Judeo-Christian country. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And one time I was talking with one of my Messianic friends, Messianic meaning Jewish people who come to know Yeshua as Messiah. They operate with the old Jewish traditions along with the belief that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And I asked him one time, I said, well, tell me, what's it mean? He said, well, I understood that I could not understand my Jewishness until I understood the Messiah revealed to us through Jesus Christ. He says, now you Christians have the same thing. You can't really understand your true Christianity without understanding your Jewish roots. The Apostle Paul talked about that in Romans and how we are grafted in. So I wanted to share with you this particular weekend coming up is what they call Rosh Hashanah. And it's one of the appointed feasts of the Lord given to Israel in the Hebrew Bible, which is the Old Testament. Rosh Hashanah literally means the head of the year. This is the Jewish New Year, basically, on the Jewish calendar. And we read about Rosh Hashanah in Torah, the Jewish law found in the first five books of Moses. And it says in Leviticus, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall absorb a solemn day of rest, a memorial proclaimed with the blasts of the trumpet, a holy convocation, and you shall not do any ordinary work, and you shall be present for a food offering to the Lord. Leviticus 23:23-25, a food offering to the Lord. Now you know why us Christians like to have covered dish dinners. We are commanded to do that. But it's also a time where we can celebrate what we call the Feast of Trumpets. Now, the Feast of Trumpets also marks the beginning of a 10-day consecration and repentance before God. It's one of the seven Jewish feasts or festivals appointed by the Lord. And one of these three feasts occur in the autumn. The Feast of Trumpets began on the first day at the new moon of the seventh month, and its name comes from the command to blow trumpets, Leviticus 23 and Numbers 29. It's also called Rosh Hashanah, which means head of the year, as I said, because it marks the beginning of the Jewish civil calendar. And during this celebration, no work was to be performed, but burnt offerings and sin offerings were to be brought to the Lord. Now, the New Testament, we see that, as we've been talking about and looking at the book of Revelation, we talk about the second coming of the Lord, accompanied by the sound of the trumpet. Scripture teaches us that the Lord will come to us in a spiritual sense with the sound of the seventh trump. But then he will also come to us in the physical sense and later on in Revelation. So you can find these in 1 Corinthians 15 and Thessalonians chapter 4. And each of the judgments in Revelation 8 and 9, which we've been looking at, were signaled by a trumpet, if you remember. Now, just as the shofar is called for the Day of Atonement, so will the trump of God call us to heaven. Now, the shofar is the blowing of the trumpet. The shofar is a ram's horn, so to speak. Phil has put some pictures on the website with different musical instruments. And by the way, he has a shofar. We are going to be blessed Sunday morning as he will blow the shofar, not only to recognize Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Trumpets, but to call our order of worship together. It's part of our heritage, and sometimes we don't pay enough attention to what our heritage our traditions and how so much of our history is tapped in with the Jewish history. Because it's a wonderful thing, because God revealed himself to the world through Jesus Christ. Now, some of the Jews recognized him, as you know, the 12 disciples. I would venture to say all of them were of the Jewish tradition. So we understand a lot of the things in the New Testament, and we kind of gloss over it. But I just thought it'd be important. I was thinking about it. Phil and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago about some of the different things. And I said, you know, it would really be nice to blow the trumpet. Because I found out that Phil is a trumpet player along with so many other instruments. And he says, you know, I have a shofar. I thought, oh man, that would be so cool. So I thought that would be a good way to start the service on Sunday. Sometimes we don't pay much attention to our traditions and our heritage as it related to the Bible and our relationship with Christ and our Jewish roots. We all have Jewish roots, and I think it's just wonderful. And we thank God for giving Phil these different skills and graces that he had. He's an amazing young man. So with that, we're going to do that on Sunday. So I hope and pray. I know this online service comes available before the 11 o'clock hour. And you can so if you're listening to it and you want to truly be blessed on Sunday, come to the 11 o'clock service and experience the Rosh Hashanah Festival of Trumpets with Phil blowing the shofar to ask God's Holy Spirit to be present with us as we celebrate the ministry of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we want to pray a special prayer for all of those who are listed in the bulletin and our prayer concerns. And want to lift up Tina Crowder Oaks' family. Her Aunt Franz passed away last week, but we want to keep the Crowder family in prayer. We celebrated her life homecoming on Monday. And so we have so many different things. We have prayers for the youth group that we miss dearly. But we also have a lot of prayers for what's going on in our country, in our society, and in our world. You know, I was thinking, and I mentioned this to Travis the other day, with how can we come together in unity? How can we come together with this racial stuff and the equality? And, you know, God created all the races. And I like what Alveda King says. You know, we all bleed the same blood. And she's right. Now, we don't have to, as my friend John Riley says, we're commanded to love one another, and we need to do that. But we don't have to go to dinner with them. But we love our brothers and sisters, you know, and everybody or every tradition, they have their own cultures and all that. And, you know, it's really, I don't know, there's no reason that we should be divided like this. It's nothing but coming from the pits of hell that's doing this. We are a very influential country in the world, and we should be able to get our act together. Amen. So that's one of my prayers. And speaking of prayers, if you have any prayers that you would like us to lift up, call me, call Phil, send us a little note, and we'll lift them up. We'll pray with you. You don't need a pastor, or you don't need written prayers, but you know, your personal prayer, you can come to God anytime. It's simply talking to God. And say, Lord, I just want to crawl up on your lap today. And you can pray for yourself. You can pray prayers of intercession, certainly, but you can pray for yourself. God wants to hear from you. He loves you. You're his child. And but we don't have no trouble praying for one another and encouraging one another, but you know, it's more powerful when you talk to God yourself. When the disciples saw Jesus, when he would go off by himself a lot, they didn't understand what was going on. They knew that he went off to, and he would have a little bit of time of respite. But the one disciple asked him one time, Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself? He said, well, I come into an attitude of prayer with the Father. I talk to the Father. Wow. Can we do that? Yeah. Would you teach us? He said, yeah. So this is the prayer that Jesus taught. And he told the disciples, now use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And we pray this prayer sometimes by rote. But if you take it and use it as a model prayer for all of your prayers, you'll be truly blessed. Pray with us as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope and pray that we'll see you soon in church. We meet 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. We enjoy putting together these online services, but we miss seeing you. We follow all the guidelines so you can come to church and know that you're going to be safe. Amen. God bless.